Number 12, the Norwich Town Green. Use your imagination to sum it up the bustling life of colonial Norwich. The Norwich Town Green was the center of this life, with people moving in and out of the shops, taverns, and private homes which surrounded the green. A jail, a courthouse, a whipping post, and pillory were landmarks on the green, but no longer exist today. You'd also see a Liberty Pole, erected to simulate the Liberty Tree in Boston, a gathering place for the Sons of Liberty who worked to repeal all restrictions placed on them by the British. Norwich's pole on the Norwich Town Green was decorated with ribbons, other colorful items, and a cap on top.
A tent or booth was erected under it, called the Pavilion. Here, almost daily, people assembled to hear the news, make speeches, and encourage each other in the determination to resist all oppression. Francis Manwaring Calkins.
Here are the voices of a son and daughter of Liberty, Norwich residents.
Let us celebrate on this day, the 19th of March, 1767. His Majesty, in his royal robes, has gone to the House of Peers and, seated on his throne, gave his assent to the repeal of the Stamp Act, for which may he be forever blessed in family and person with all the blessings of heaven.
Ah, forget not the contributions of the Norwich Daughters of Liberty, how 101 of us gathered in the courthouse for a spinning match. Through hard work and frugality, and by abstaining from tea and other imported luxuries, we demonstrated that we objected to the inflexibility of the British Constitution towards the Crown colonies.
By the 19th century, the center of town shifted to the harbor, where a new courthouse and shops were built. Please take a stroll around the green and notice our fine examples of 18th century architecture.